that spoke. Well, what a dramatic introduction to a book of prophecy, and so mysterious. There are many things about Ezekiel that are very remarkable. His name is almost unique. There's only one other with one reference to him, and the name of his father is also strange. The title, 93 times used in the book, the Son of Man, Saviour's favourite title for himself, is only once ever used of another prophet. That's Daniel in chapter 8. And then this double use of the word to be, which is unique in the Old Testament, in verse 3, the word came expressly, is a very interesting construction with the divine name. But there are three things I just want to look at very quickly. The first is, here are obviously four very powerful angels of glory, of might, of lightning speed, with four wings, not two like the cherubim in the temple, or the tabernacle, not six like the seraphim that Isaiah sees, but four wings. And there are wheels, four wheels, one beside each of the angels, it seems, full of eyes, a description that's used elsewhere in Scripture, indicating supernatural vigilance and perception. And they are coordinated and actuated by one spirit, and their movement causes a thundering noise, like the crashing of the sea. Now, it's interesting, but the ark is described in Exodus 25, of course, as having two cherubim on either side of God's presence, the Ark of the Covenant. And as the scriptures unfold the description of the ark, in one place, 1 Chronicles 28:18, it's described as a chariot. And then we have descriptions of the throne room in Isaiah 6. And in Psalm 18, for example, we see the Lord's presence flying on a cherub, a single cherub, in Psalm 18, verse 10. But here we have the chariot of God's presence, as it were, taking off. All four angels surrounding God's presence and over above the presence of the throne, the place where God sits. So it's as though the chariot of God's presence has taken off and is in action. And above the canopy, over their heads, the divine presence. Ezekiel falls on his face in awe when he sees this. He's dumbstruck for 7 days afterwards, weak. And all he sees is fire and brightness and glory. And it's described as the similitude of the glory of God. This is something very remarkable. The image of the invisible God is seen in this vision. And there is a form of a man seated upon his glorious sapphire throne. Not just his hair and his clothes are described, as with Daniel's Ancient of Days, the father to whom the Son of Man is presented, but his essential glory, his loins above and below, his inward being, all of which is holy and fire and pure and glorious. The brightness of the glory of God of Israel upon the chariot, the Ark of God's covenant on the move. And here is the Messiah, seen by Ezekiel without a doubt. But the third reference is more serendipitous, but it is curious and it's inescapable. And that is this. Many of the angels' references to these angels here are not just masculine, but also feminine. Now in Hebrew, a part of the body like a hand can often be described as female. For example, in verse 3, in Hebrew, the hand of the Lord was there upon them. Well, the verb there is female to describe the hand. And the same applies to the back and the wing, and the face, for example, can have either a male or a female reference. So there are aspects of Hebrew that you'd expect to see a female reference in. But 19 of the references to the angels themselves are strangely feminine. In verses 9 to 12, in verses 17 to 18, in verses 23 to 4, and in chapter 3, verse 13. As well as 64 references to them being masculine. In verse 10, for example, of this chapter, there are four male nouns, all of them are male animals, but the ones on the right have a male suffix to the name, to the adjective four, to the numeral four. The ones on the left have a feminine suffix to the numeral 4. And that's not necessary. In fact, it's very unusual indeed. Or in verse 11, the female noun for wing has a male suffix of possession, which is what you'd expect for the subject, if the subject's male. But then you have in that verse, the female noun for back has a female suffix for its subject, which is very unusual. Or in verse 18, last example, the female suffix is followed by three male suffixes, then a female suffix, all of them for the same subjects. Very unusual. 23% of all the 60 direct references to the cherubim are female. 23% of all 83 direct references to the angels in total, that's the cherubim and the wheels, are also feminine. So there's a repeated grammatical dance of the genders throughout this chariot passage, as well as a real one, and a good Hebrew interlinear will confirm this. So three interesting observations about Ezekiel's first chapter, which make it even more curious than it seems at first sight. Well,